Hey, this is Bobby. Welcome back to our Sugar Hill Church Advent Devotions. I know a lot of times at Christmas we sing songs that talk about peace and joy, and it sort of paints this picture of just everything being great. But I really believe that the first Christmas had a lot of stress and a lot of fear involved in it. Think about Joseph. Joseph was engaged to be married to Mary. And so they publicly, it's almost as if they're husband and wife, and yet they haven't officially been married yet, and they haven't consummated their marriage yet. And so Joseph, who has a fiance, finds out that his soon-to-be wife is pregnant, and he knows they haven't slept together, so it's not his kid. And so you can imagine all those earthly emotions welling up inside of him. He's got his plan. Hey, we're going to get married. We're going to have a great little family. Life is going to be great. And now in a moment, his life is turned upside down. And that happens in our lives as well. We have a lot of fear. We have a lot of unmet expectations. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of stress. And so every year at Christmas, I think fear and stress is totally understandable. I mean, all of us walk through those seasons where things just aren't what we expected them to be, but here's the danger of that. Anytime we have fear and stress, especially around the holidays, what it begins to do is it begins to distort what we see in the world around us. We begin to believe things are true that really aren't true. We begin to get suspicious, and we read between the lines, and we begin to get even more stressed out and more worked up. And so the great reminder for us during the season of stress and drama and fear is that the way that you defeat that fear is through a personal relationship with Jesus himself. What I found in my own life is, man, I'm able to get stressed out. I'm able to have a lot of fear. But what I found out by looking back over my life is that 90% of what I fear never happens. And the other 10% that does happen, I can't control anyway. And so instead of focusing on that fear, let's focus on relationship. Here's a couple ways to do that. One is to spend time in God's Word every single day. Begin to acclimate yourself with the person of God and the character of God. Another thing I would encourage you to do is anytime fear begins to rear its ugly head, ask yourself, is this from God or is this from the enemy? And then the third thing I'd encourage you to do is find ways to serve other people. For Joseph, if you read his story, and I encourage you to do it, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 24, after an angel addresses his fear, he gets up and he obeys God regardless of what he's feeling. And that's the challenge for us today. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm prepared for your promise.